Yes and no. So I say yes and no because a lot of our folks, it's less about, you can't determine an ad hoc payment, right? So farmer suddenly gets a check for $64,000 or whatever. You can't write that into your cash flow. It just comes out of nowhere. All you can do is help manage that, you know, asset acquisition and make sure that it fits into the overall plan. So what we're watching more is what the overall programs look like, right? So if you change reference prices on ARC and PLC, what would that do to cash flow statements? That's more the way we look at it. As far as the actual government payments popping in and out, since they're ad hoc, we don't really rely on them or follow them too much. It's actually funny when direct payments went away, that was something in hindsight we didn't realize how easy it made it for us, because we knew what a producer was guaranteed to receive. Now we have producers that, I mean, they'll get a check in September that was not an anticipated part of what we were doing. So I think lending's changed quite a bit since the 2018 Farm Bill went in place, because we had to adhere to the kind of these new rules, right? And then banking regulations require us not to just pick a number and hope it works, right? We've got to work through that process. So are we watching? Are we worried? In a way, I'd probably say we're more worried about if there are any potential cuts to crop insurance. We'd worry about that a lot more than some program changes, if that makes sense.